This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, September 27th. God's word to you today is act. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 8, verse 13, and it says, "For if you live by its dictates, you will die. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your own sinful nature, you will live." To overcome temptation, the second thing you need to do is to take action. Act in the power of the Holy Spirit, not in your strength, not in your flesh. When it comes to sexual temptation, God does not tell us to pray. He says, flee, run. Imagine getting home from work really hungry. You are finally able to put a meal together, and just as you settle down to eat, a huge housefly perches on your food. Would you start looking for someone to lock hands with you to pray for the housefly to go? You will simply cover the food and kill the fly, then move to another location and continue eating your food. Why pray about sexual sin when you should run, when you should be taking action? You have God's Spirit in you already. A man said, if committing adultery is not God's will, then when he is in bed with the woman, his manhood should not perform. Foolish prayer. And when that does not happen, he claims God did not answer his prayer. Another lady said, if God does not want her to commit sexual sin, then her body should not respond when the man touches her. Another foolish prayer. Your body is flesh, not wood. Wake up. You cannot put yourself in a compromising situation and pray for deliverance. I can tell you for free, no deliverance will come. Remember the story of Tommy and Sammy. What do you think would happen if, after the conversation with his father, Tommy prays to the God of heavens to make Sammy move his party so that he can attend both parties? That is, if God really wants him to attend Sammy's party. Is that a prayer? An old friend was telling me how helpless he was towards his ex-girlfriend. Every time she calls him, he must respond. He was convinced it was spiritual, and he wanted us to pray to break her influence over his life. The truth is that his problem was not spiritual. He needed to take his SIM card and toss it into the water. The minute he did that, she was unable to reach him. Eventually, when they finally met, he had built sufficient strength. You cannot be chatting with another person's husband or wife at midnight. His or her needs have nothing to do with you. Mind your own business. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please help me grow in love for Jesus and act in your power. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.